There's lots of great numbers in Celtic's history. Two of the most notable give us arguably Celtic's most famous scoreline. That is Celtic 7, Rangers 1. Here's the full story of that great day in 1957. Celtic's route to the League Cup final had seen them top a group which also included Hibs, Airdrie and East Fife. The Celts then beat 3rd Lanark and Clyde in the semi-finals to get to the final. Earlier on in the competition, Rangers had finished at the head of a group which also had Raith Rovers, St Mirren and Partick Thistle. And they then went on to beat Kilmarnock in the quarter-finals and Brechin City in the semis. The League Cup final was scheduled for the 19th of October 1957. It was to be played at Hampden Park. The teams for the game were as follows. Celtic, managed by the legendary former player Jimmy McGrory, lined up with Beattie, Donnelly, Fallon, Fernie, Evans, Peacock, Tully, Collins, McPhail, Wilson and Mockin. Rangers, who were under the control of Scott Simon, had the following 11. Niven, Shearer, Caldo, McCall, Valentine, Davis, Scott, Simpson, Murray and Baird. At this time, both sides were mid-table in the league, having played only 3 games compared to the leaders Hearts, who were on 6 games. However, Celtic had won at Ibrox in September 1957 for the first time in more than 2 decades. The final took place on a glorious day at Hampden. The sun was certainly out and more than 80,000 fans turned out. This was the first Celtic Rangers final in 30 years and it was sure to be a classic. The referee was J.A. Mote of Rutherglen and he blew his whistle to start the match. Celtic took the kick-off and shot towards the east terracing. The boys looked in the mood and seemed to be very much in the goal hunt. However, 20 minutes in and there was no scoring. Celtic were dominating early proceedings. They could have been 4 up. Collins and Tully both hit the woodwork, but still, each side needed a breakthrough. When a goal did come, it was the Celts that took the lead. Celtic's Billy McPhail headed the ball to Sammy Wilson, and he struck a perfect shot past Niven in the Rangers' goal. Celtic 1, Rangers 0. As half-time approached, the score remained 1-0 to Celtic. Whilst both teams were pushing, they had no luck. Bobby Collins of Celtic had come closest with a powerful 30-yard drive. However, just as half-time was about to be called, the Celts doubled their lead. Neely Mockin ran down the left, evading all challenges and slammed in a beauty to give Celtic a huge advantage. Celtic 2, Rangers 0 read the scoreline at half-time, with things looking great for the boys. They were well in charge of the game, and Rangers seemed to have no answer. In fact, when the game kicked off again, things were about to get a lot worse for the Ibrox men. In the second half, it was Rangers that started. Celtic now attacked towards the west terracing. Rangers needed a goal soon or were done for, and soon it was impossible to see a way back for Rangers. Celtic went 3 ahead. A cross on the right side of the pitch was headed home by Billy McPhail, and now the scoreline read Celtic 3, Rangers 0. But just as the game seemed to be over, there was a glimmer of hope given to Rangers. Their captain Ian McCall sent in a cross, which was knocked home by Billy Simpson. With the score now reading 3-1 to Celtic, it was game on at Hampden. These hopes, however, soon faded for the men in blue, and their dreams of a comeback were over. Shortly after this, Celtic grabbed a 4th goal. From close range, Billy McPhail knocked in his 2nd of the day to make it 4-1 to Celtic. And then things really started to fall apart for Rangers. Another cross on the right was rammed home by Neely Mockin, who doubled his total for the day. What a match it was as Celtic led 5-1 and still plenty of time to go. If there had been a roof at Hampden at that point, it would surely have come off. Afterwards, Billy McPhail completed his hat-trick and added to Rangers' misery. It was a real trouncing for them as they went 6-1 down. In fact, at this point, there was trouble in the Rangers' end. After Celtic's 6th goal had gone in, fighting broke out in the Rangers' sections. Numerous police officers were deployed to deal with the trouble. Well, if those Rangers fans weren't happy before, they were about to be furious now. Right at the end of the game, Willie Fernie converted a penalty for Celtic, the final goal of the day. It was Celtic 7, Rangers 1, What a scoreline. Eventually, the final whistle sounded in a remarkable match. Celtic had put 7 goals past their great rivals and retained the League Cup. It was a scoreline to be remembered for generations. The Celtic players celebrated on the pitch, although Bobby Collins did have a complaint. He noted later that if there had been another 10 minutes in the game, it could have been 10-1. He really wanted double figures, but the Celts and their fans would just have to make do with 7. And what a sight there was for the Celtic fans as they celebrated. The club captain Bertie Peacock led his men up the Hampden steps. He was handed the trophy and waved it to the acclaim of all those in green and white. This was a fantastic and historic afternoon of football. Celtic's 7-1 hammering of their big rivals Rangers was a British Cup final record, which continues to this day. 19th of October 1957 was an iconic day in Celtic history. And for boys fans, the song Island in the Sun by Harry Belafonte will certainly never be forgotten, but with slightly different lyrics. All together now. Oh, Hampden in the sun. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X. You can also take part in a free Celtic history walking tour. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.